This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. When it comes to home repairs, we could all use a guy. Well, we've got the guy, and we've got the show. For all your home improvement questions, we've got answers. This is The Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Now, here's your host, Dayton Kane and David Nason.
Welcome to hour number two. If you missed the first hour, you can always find it wherever you get your podcast, Apple, Spotify, WTMJ.com. There's some links there for you as well. We welcome to the show Abby from Abby Home. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. Trying to stay warm.
Yeah, that's next to impossible these days, it seems like.
Yeah. I know. It's been a crazy January already for us as far as the phones ringing, because I think with this cold, people are starting to see, like we talk about, a lot of condensation on the windows and feeling air coming in the cold. And so it's been a big window month for us.
Yeah. Yep, I bet. So tell us what you all do. Not, you don't just do windows.
Yeah, first time on this year, so let's get back
to that. So we do everything on the exterior of your house as far as roofing, metal roofing, siding, windows, doors, gutters, soffit fascia, attic insulation, glass block, and we also do bath and shower conversions too. So the wet area of the bath, we can take a tub out and put a shower in, or vice versa.
So it sounds like everything on the outside of the house and then inside in the bathroom.
Correct.
And service area?
We go down to the Illinois border, obviously as far east as the lake, and then we go usually up to about the Sheboygan, Fond du Lac area, and as far west as we'll cover the whole Madison metro area as well.
So the lake shore. So you're not doing houseboats?
No, not yet.
No. But, you know, out west, I mean, there's places where that's like, that's a big thing, where there's people.
It's a whole industry,
it's
right?
Literally a house on the water. They call it a houseboat. But I'd imagine it'd be very similar to a house on land. You have the same. You need a roof. You need windows. You need energy efficiency in your home, right?
So, Abby, since it's the first time on for the year, what are the plans for Abby Home for 2026?
We don't have any plans to add any new products this year. We've done enough of that in the last year. So we're just going to keep cruising and perfecting everything that we've been working on. Metal roofing is kind of taking center stage for us on the roofing side of things, just because, as we've talked about, you know, insurance companies and everything that's evolving from that side of things.
And that's metal and shingles, not like standing steam. Metal shingles.
Exactly, yes. We don't touch standing steam. I don't like it.
They kind of look similar from a distance. They look a little similar to actually more similar to a shake roof. They have a higher profile than an asphalt shingle, right?
Exactly, yeah. They're all stone coated, so it doesn't, and a lot of times the question is my house going to be a lot louder when it rains? It will not. It behaves similar to an asphalt shingle from a noise perspective, but it's going to have a true 50-year warranty, and we can do it year-round. So like right now, there's anyone that's shingling in this, I would be very skeptical of any, and I understand people don't want to lose work and lose pay, but from a homeowner's perspective, there's no way I would let anybody touch my roof right now, because those shingles are going to be cracking. There's no way that asphalt is adhering to anything, and it's just not a good idea to roof in this. I mean, I've seen guys that have commercials on right now saying, oh, you can roof year-round with asphalt, you know, it's not a big deal. It actually is, and if you really look at the warranties, the extended warranties, you do have to have a minimum temperature. So we don't usually roof unless it's above 40. But metal, you can go year-round. It doesn't matter. That it doesn't get affected that way.
Just got to shovel off the roof if there's snow there.
Exactly.
Abby's with us all this hour, so get your questions in for her. 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. The Fix-It Show, hour number two, up and running on WTMJ.
Get her done. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Luckily, it's warming up a bit. A high of 25 today, and it's going to be sunny. There is some lake effect snow possible, but you got Lake Geneva's Winterfest, Snow Days Festival in Kenosha, and Chili Fest in Oconomowoc.
Yep.
Yeah, you going to that?
Yes, be doing that this afternoon.
I figured you would. You like doing that stuff.
That's fun thing downtown. Go and see places make their own chili. And then they have a chili competition. I think you have to buy tickets for that.
Gotcha. Abby, you doing anything fun this Saturday?
Cold Saturday.
I am just up at the lake, you know, relaxing, looking out at the ice, nice. And that's about it. This year, actually, speaking of the Lake Geneva Fest, I feel like every year that all those castles and everything are melting, and we don't have to worry about that this year.
No, yeah, you're right. Actually, all the snow sculptures, ice sculptures, and actually have the right weather for it. You're right.
Definitely.
In the first hour of the show, we had somebody text in. They have an old Tudor home, and they were talking about a front door for that home, and wanted to know about a fiberglass door. Is that a good type or brands and things? And we kind of answered it a little bit, but we also knew that you do Provia doors, you do fiberglass doors, you know. So they're wondering about what they should consider when it comes to a front door.
Sure. So sometimes those Tudor doors actually have like the arched style door, mm-hmm, the rounded right. tops. Unfortunately, Provia does not make anything like that. I have yet to find a manufacturer that does, but I think if you kind of go online, you might be able to find one if you do have one of those arch tops. Otherwise, if it's just a regular looking squared, you know, rectangle door, we can definitely do that. I would recommend a fiberglass for a front door. The nice thing about that is our Provia's warranty on it is a full lifetime warranty, as well as the finish, because the finish is usually what you notice that's going to go first. That's actually a 15-year finish warranty, which if you compare it to, say, a home center door, usually those are only a one-year finish warranty. So it's a lot better door, a lot more longevity to it. You're never going to have to worry about it ever failing. And with all these 100-degree temperature swings that we have, your house is constantly shifting and moving if it's stick built. So obviously wood expands and contracts, and when it's doing that, your door could get, you know, off like not level. And so that's why we have adjustable, it has an auto adjustable threshold at the bottom. So we don't have to come out and make a service call for that. It'll actually adjust itself. And they used to make auto adjustable hinges on the side. And the reason why they stopped doing that is because it made installers get a little too lazy with not making sure that the door was square and plumb in the opening. So they got away from that. So we do a very good job of making sure it's all square and plumb before we leave your house. And obviously that's the biggest thing with operationally, if it's going to work or not.
Right. And you talk about that finish, especially if it faces south or west, that having a durable finish on that door is hugely important. Just the
exactly.
ultraviolet rays of the sun shining on it.
And you can put a storm door on their door and they don't void the warranty. So just don't put low E coatings on the storm door. That used to be like an upgrade thing. It's not a good idea to put low E coatings on it, because what it does is it brings the heat in, and then it traps the heat in between the two doors. And that's what will actually ruin the finish on the door. So stay away from low E on storm doors, but you can put a storm door on facing south or facing west, and it does not affect the warranty. If you don't go with Provia, make sure you read the fine print in the manufacturer's warranty to make sure that if you want a storm door, because in our climate, most people do, that you're checking to make sure that finish warranty isn't going to be voided from that manufacturer.
Yeah, that's a good tip. Yeah, you don't want to spend a lot of money on a really good product and then do something that might damage it because it's not what the manufacturer, you know, installation is. We talk about that all the time on everything. Manufacturers, installation instructions. People ask me about, well, isn't that the code? Well, there might not be a code about that, but I'm sure the manufacturer has something to say about it.
Exactly, yeah. This week we actually had to take our vinyl siding certifications, and it's amazing how many codes there are. You know, there's the National Building Code, then there's the Wisconsin Building Code, then there's the Municipality Code, and then there's the manufacturer's recommendations, and they're all different. Mm-hmm. And, you know, usually the manufacturer's recommendations trumps most of the stuff, because right. they're taking all that into account. So I always refer to manufacturers and the local municipality before right. anything else.
Right. And I think it's SPS 322.02, if I'm remembering correctly, that states in our Uniform Dwelling Code that manufacturer's installation instructions should be followed, and a copy of those instructions should be on the job site in order for people to review and for the building inspector to be able to review during the project. So I might
we definitely know every installer is reading those instructions.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's why that That's what ends up happening when I have to come in and do an inspection because something was installed correct because they didn't follow the installation instructions. But we said the same, pretty much the same thing you did, but I wanted to hear from another source about the front doors. A lot of Tudors have those arch doors or something really architecturally, you know, you could find a custom door, but for the most part, it seems like the Provia is one of the best brands out there.
Abby is on
with us. I've yet to find a different one, yeah.
Yeah. Abby's on with us all this hour. 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. You can find them at abbyhome.com. When we come back, Abby, I'm going to have you answer this question. So David Shirt says, knower of stuff, fixer of things. That's what his T-shirt says right now. If you had to put a saying on the front of your shirt, what would it be? We'll answer that question when we come back. The Fix It Show is on WTMJ.
Dayton and David. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
8:24 on a Saturday, sunny. Lake effect snow possible today, a high of 25. A text came in during the break, but before we get to that, what would you put on your shirt? David has knower of stuff, fixer of things. Abby from Abby Home on with us. What would your shirt say, Abby?
Well, I can tell you, for our 15-year anniversary, I made the whole team shirts, and being on TV and radio, you get some haters sometimes, and so I just decided to have a little fun with it, and we did the Taylor Swift, who is Abby anyway, you, and then on the back, we did the I know a girl, and then crossed out girl and put gal, because I always get the people that want me to say gal, so we had some fun and played
good.
On that.
That's good.
I like it. All right.
Wait. Did you think of one for you?
Mine, I think, would be, I know David, he knows stuff. Just throw it back on him and let him deal with it.
Okay.
No, I don't know. We did get a text that says, what would you recommend for a fire door with a window in it? Do you have those? Does Provia make those?
They do. It's a special type of glass, so it's actually like one of their light commercial doors, and it's not going to be super decorative looking. It's going to look kind of like the doors that you'd see at like a school.
Right.
Where it has the wire in the glass, and then it's just going to be usually a flush panel. It's not going to have indented panels. So if you're okay with like it looking more commercially or like a school door, then you could do it. But if you want something decorative, then they don't make it.
Yeah,
with glass.
And the glass can only be be like 12 by 12. It's very small. Basically, to look through.
If you have a glass pane in your window between your house and your garage, and it doesn't have that, it's not right.
That's not up to code. Yeah, our code doesn't allow that, so it's been changed. I don't remember exactly when because we see a lot of houses that have like a, you know, it's a solid core mineral core door, and it's weather stripped, but it doesn't have a label on it. I always say, this probably maybe would work. But it doesn't have the label on it that says it's a 20-minute fire-rated door.
Yeah.
So
if someone were to sell that house with that door, that's grandfathered in then? They don't have to replace the door to be a fire-rated door?
So that's...
Like it was a 1980s home?
That's a good conversation to have. There's a lot of things in houses that a building inspector would grandfather, as you said, you know, something because that was what the code said when it was built. A home inspector looks at things. I'm looking at the home today and whether or not it's a safety issue. And so
you would recommend going to a fire rated door if it's not fire rated.
Right. So according to the new definition of a defect for a home inspector, if it's a safety issue, it's a defect. Now, whether or not they replace it, that's up to them.
Right.
But I have
technically
to call it out.
Is grandfathered in. They don't have
the
to
building
replace
inspector
it,
would grandfather it.
But it's
it.
Not safe.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense.
Same
so
thing
if you're
with
looking at selling your house, you might want to think about doing it.
Exactly. Yeah. I agree.
So let's talk about this time of year. It's cold out. People, you said earlier in the show, are looking at their windows. And what are you getting calls on?
Yeah. So when it's negative 15 out or when it was negative 40, there's not one window that you can't guarantee it's not going to have any condensation or anything on it. But it's going to be minimal. And so anytime you have that big of a temperature swing, if you have honeycomb blinds or heavy drapes or anything, you've got to get those things off of the window because it's going to create like a microclimate essentially between the drapes or the blinds and your window, and it's going to trap the cold air in there. And what's going to happen is then that cold air is attracted to the glass and the heat is attracted to the cold, and it's going to start causing that condensation and maybe even some ice in the corners. So lift up those blinds. Usually by an hour or two, it's completely burned off on there. That's one thing. Really make sure the humidity in your house is being checked, because there's a threshold. And when you have double pane windows, you have a lower threshold of how much humidity you can have in your house based on the temperature compared to triple pane windows. So the likelihood of condensation, they call it a condensation resistance rating. The likelihood of condensation with a double pane window is going to have more, it's going to be more prevalent that you will have condensation versus the triple pane. So the triple pane is not going to have the condensation until it gets really cold out. I did have one customer once that their house was like it was like 75 degrees in their house. And I went in, and I'm a cold person. I'm always cold. So I was sweating in there. And they're like, our windows have condensation. You have to fix this. It's bad install. I'm like, okay, here's a moisture meter. I brought a moisture meter. And I'm like, you have like 50% humidity in your house. You've got to turn your heat down.
But 75 and 50% humidity, that's comfortable, especially for older people.
Yeah. Well, you have to get something up to get something.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right, exactly.
Yeah. You can have condensation.
But the husband loved me because he was happy that they got to turn the heat down. And then they did, and we never heard from him again. So there you go.
It's all science.
Yes.
So condensation, moisture is going to fall to the coldest spot in
dew
the
point,
house.
You know, when things
and no matter
point.
What you do, your window's a hole in the wall. Your walls are insulated better than the window. That's going to be the coldest spot on the house, and that's where it's going to collect.
Exactly.
When it gets, like you said, 45 below outside, 70 inside,
One of the best examples is you tell people, well, when you take a can of your favorite beverage that's in an aluminum can out of the refrigerator and you set it on the counter and it starts to sweat, where'd all that water come from? Is the can leaking? No.
Right.
Yes. Came from the air because the cold
can.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
Seems like we
and
have
if
this
you're
conversation.
Frustrated, we do. And if you're frustrated that your current windows are doing that, then don't put double pane windows back in with a metal spacer. If you don't want it to do it, then upgrade yourself to a triple pane with a foam spacer, and the likelihood of getting condensation is going to be so much less. So, you know, there's no point in spending the money just to have exactly the same problem and be frustrated that you spent this money on something that for a little bit more, you could upgrade to triple pane and foam spacers. Mm-hmm. So I get that all the time, and it's like a race to the bottom. And then once it's in and it's negative 40 out, now it's, well, why did I do this type of thing? So condensation, yes, it's a huge thing. It's a phenomenon. It's every manufacturer has a brochure out there explaining what it is, so nobody is immune to it. No, there's not one window or glass out there that's immune to it. And it's just, we have to try to do what we can to minimize it, and that's why I recommend the triple pane.
AbbyHome.com is the website. Another half hour to go with Abby, so stick around for that. Now we go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Elizabeth Linton. And good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Dayton.
Call with your problems. We'll try to solve it. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Thank you for joining us. Dayton Kane and David Nason here with Abby from Abby Home. You can find her at abbyhome.com. So I'm going to see Bone Thugs and Harmony tonight at the Eagles Ballroom, and David had no idea who that is. Do you know who that is, Abby?
It's so funny. I actually sent that over to the sales team the other day because the Crossroads song came out. And I think I was in like seventh grade when that was like a big...
Yeah.
Big hit, just brought you back, a little throwback.
Wait, big hit where?
On the top 40 radio.
Really?
Yes.
I've never heard of them.
You know, when you were listening to your 80s rock, the rest of us were listening
to... I'm stuck in the 80s.
So...
I was like 95-ish, 94.
I probably wasn't listening to the radio much then. I was listening to my tapes, my cassette tapes and stuff.
But you're listening to News Talk, WTMJ,
no,
AM 11.
No, I really didn't get hooked on that until 9/11. That's what got me stuck, you know, just because, but anyways, that's a whole thing. So we've been talking about windows and energy efficiency of windows and how they are, I've said this before, and Clayton said, quote unquote, holes in the walls. What can we do about our walls to make those more efficient? I know you have insulated siding that.
Absolutely. So this is, I feel like I say this all the time as well, but if you took all the studs on your house, 25% of your house is uninsulated. Even if you have 2x4 or 2x6 walls that have all the fiberglass insulation in between the studs, you have to realize that those studs are creating a thermal bridge. So when it's this cold out, if you look at, if you go outside and look at the siding on at the right, you know, lighting, you might be able to see condensation and ice on all of those studs. I actually have pictures of it. And if you ran a temp gun, like a thermal gun, you'd be able to see that that is, the heat is just escaping out from those studs. So what we do is, well, not only do we sell you siding, we sell you insulation with it. So it's a pre-engineered wall system. So you're not just, you're not just paying for new siding, you're getting insulation as well. And what we'll do is we'll tear off your old siding. We'll put on Green Guard, which is a house wrap. That's a water-resistant barrier, so you don't have to worry about water ever getting into the wall, even if it gets behind siding, because siding is not waterproof. So we'll put that up first. We'll tape it all, make sure it's sealed, and then we'll give you all new trims, drip caps, everything, so that it's all waterproofed that way. And then we're going to put the siding up, and the siding actually has the insulation. It has an inch and a half of insulation attached to it. So your entire home is going to be encapsulated with foam as well as siding. The corners, everything has insulation in it, so you're not compromising it, and that's actually causing what's called a true thermal break. So you don't have that heat transfer from inside your home outside. And then in the summer, you don't have to worry about your air conditioning running as much, because it's not going to allow that heat to get into your home, and then your air conditioning is constantly running. So when you think about it, everybody always talks about energy efficiency of windows. And that's great, and that's true. We do as well. But 85% of your home is siding. So we never talk about the other 85%. And a lot of people that are putting up LP or Hardy board or any of that stuff, or uninsulated vinyl, they're doing themselves a disservice by not just putting up insulated siding all at once. And then you take care of two problems at once, and you're going to save on your energy bills. So the return on investment is going to be so much higher, that not just are you going to make your home look amazing, but you're also going to get the benefit of the heat and energy savings.
Yeah. I just yesterday, believe it or not, read an article, I think it's older article in the Journal of Light Construction, about a company, and I don't remember where they were, but they were building a super high performance home, and instead of insulating the stud walls, they put 4 inches of rock wool insulation on the outside of the framing. And the way they treated it, four layers of 2-inch rock wall insulation, and they had to treat the windows a little differently and everything. But what he was going into is how it literally became, when they did all the testing, the blower door testing and all this stuff and everything, and how they sealed everything up, was obviously there's a whole lot of cost to all this that they were doing, but it literally became a passive home, meaning it almost lost no heat. I mean, so that's pretty amazing to do. But I mean, to your point though, you know, when you're insulating over the outside of the wall, I would probably do this if I were going to build a house. I would probably want to do something like that, where I'm super insulating the exterior on the outside of the structure, and rather Absolutely. Than have all that, like you said, that thermal bridging through all that. So, but I'm probably never going to do that anymore. I still have my old house, which I like. And I realize it's not as energy efficiency as what we could do today. But that is such a good point, that the insulation on the outside of the house is very important.
That Journal of Light Construction house, what they do, put like 6x6s as the window trims to build it out so much?
They must have. They didn't really get into that. They really were talking just about the exterior. I'd have to go look back and see what they were using for windows. But
he'd have to like bump it out with like 2 2x4s or something.
Right. Well, I mean, we got to get to a break, but I took a class from Joe Stebrook. He's the guy from Building Science Corporation. He put 8 inches of insulation on the outside of his house. It's crazy. The pictures that he showed during the class and how he treated that. And then he put like 12 inches of insulation on his roof before he put the roof on and everything. These houses don't leak any heat at all, which, you know, now you're going to an extreme. There's a point of diminishing returns here. How much are you going to spend to do that? You know, is what you're saving, mm-hmm. kind of thing.
So. Just do geothermal at that point.
Exactly.
How do people get in touch with you, Abby?
You can go to our website. It's abbyhome.com. So it's abbyhome.com. Or you give us a call. It's 414-436-ABBY. So 414-436-2229.
West Jacobs in Trevor, Wisconsin, sent in a text. We'll get to that when we come back. The Fix It Show is on WTMJ.
Like a user's manual on the radio, it's The Fix It Show on WTMJ.
Thank you for joining us on a Saturday morning, the last Saturday of January. Hope in the future for some warmer temperatures coming up this week.
It will.
We got that going for us. We did get a text here. Abby on with us from Abby Home this hour. 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. West Jacobs in, now you're saying it's pronounced Trevor.
That's
Wisconsin.
What I hear a lot, Trevor.
Is that what you hear, Abby? Is it Trevor or Trevor?
Yeah, it is.
It's Trevor.
Trevor.
Okay. They moved in their house 24 years ago. Question is regards to insurance and having shingles replaced. Wondering, is there a proper way to do this? I know we've had hail over the years, but I don't think it was that much of a damage. I know that architectural shingles are curling a bit. First of all, you guys say you go to the border, right? So you would go to Trevor?
Absolutely. Yep, okay. We've done many jobs down there.
So what would you suggest? This is a good question. People, you know, over the course of years, there's been a little hail damage here and there, but they can't pinpoint, oh, it was this big one in 2023 that got me the damage. Is there any hope for getting insurance at that point?
Usually the insurance company will come out and inspect it, and if even if they can't pinpoint what storm it was, if there's hail damage, they'll probably cover it. But this is what you have to be aware of, too, with asphalt shingles, is that now, when I said in the beginning of the show about what's happening with insurance, is they're creating a different deductible for hail. So that's one thing you have to be aware of, that you might have a $500 policy where if something goes wrong, you have a $500 deductible, and then hail is $5,000 or $2,500. So they're not going to give you the same amount of deductible like everything else.
Right.
And I don't think, truly, in 10 years, I don't think insurance companies are going to cover asphalt shingles anymore for hail without like a rider policy attached to it, kind of like flood insurance. It's a separate thing. And that's the wave of the future, because they're starting to like lay down those nuggets. The one thing they're doing now is giving you a pivot table when you get your new policy renewal. And they're showing you, if you go with asphalt shingles after, say, 10 years, they're barely covering even half of that. Plus, you have to pay that $5,000 deductible on top of that, where metal has a 50-year warranty from the manufacturer against hail. So you don't have to ever worry about having to have your policy go up. Now your premiums are going up because you filed a claim against yourself. And let's say you got in a car accident and you had to file a policy claim against your house. They might drop you. So you don't want to take some of those chances. And so that's why we've really moved to metal as kind of the wave of the future and getting ahead of it, because I don't think it's going to be covered. So if you're thinking about replacing your roof, you're really going to want to consider metal and get ahead of it, because they're not going to cover if you ever did have hail damage. And if they do, they're going to get it back in a different way. So you'll also get a break on your premiums as well by going with the metal.
I think you bring up a very good point about insurance in general. You need to know what you have. I have the depreciation on my roof already in my policy. They gave it to us last year when we renewed our policy. It's just part of what and I have American Family, big insurance company, and that's what they gave us. It's like, here's your. So you're right. It's going more and more are going to go to that.
Do those shingles also have a fire rating on them, Abby?
They do. Yes, okay. And they're all steel, so you don't have to worry about it ever. Stone-coated. So you don't have to worry about anything ever getting, it's like resilience is what they call it.
Yeah. I wonder if that's going to be a requirement or anything out west. We heard about those fires last year and how quickly they ended. Most of it because of the wind-blown embers. They land on a roof and start the roof on fire. Well, if you have asphalt shingles or rubber on your roof, that's pretty flammable.
For sure. Yeah. Like I said, I think metal, if you're thinking about replacing your roof, metal is definitely going to get you ahead of all these things that are coming down the chute. And we're going to see it sooner than later, I truly believe. Mm-hmm.
We have to take our final break. Abby with us for one more segment, 855-616-1620. If you have questions, it is the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Making it a great Fix-It day. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
AJR? Milwaukee band Known Moon.
Oh, I've asked you this before. They sound just like AJR to me. Known Moon.
Who's AJR?
Band.
It's called AJR. It doesn't stand for something.
It's the brothers' initials. There's three brothers.
Okay.
David, I know way more than I should on stuff. A Fix-It Show sponsored each week by Siding Unlimited and JMB Construction. On this hour with us, Abby from Abby Home. You can find them at abbyhome.com.
Yeah. Are you going to be at the home show in 2 weeks?
We will. We're up at West Bend at that show this weekend. So this is home show season. I think we're at one almost every single weekend for the next month.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then specials. Any specials going on right now people can look into?
We do, since it's the last day of the month, so I should probably just go to February specials by the time we come out.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 50% off installation. So 50% off of installation for baths, showers, windows, doors, siding, roofing. 50% off anything for as far as installation. You can go to our website, fill out a contact form, abbyhome.com, so abbyhome.com, and you can actually book an appointment right online. You don't even have to call us. You can look at your schedule and see what works for you. And then you can also give us a call if you want. We have somebody working in our call center today, Nick's up there, so you can call 414-436-ABBY, which is 414-436-2229. Hit extension 1, and he can set you up with an appointment for whatever works for you sometime this week.
Is that 50% out? That's how long is that running?
That's good for the whole month of February.
Right. And you have to tell them that you heard it on the Fix-It Show? I'm just kidding on that.
We always honor it, but we like to know if you heard us on the Fix-It Show.
Absolutely. All right. We just got a little bit of time left. We didn't really get onto the bathroom remodeling stuff, but if you wanted to touch on that quick, what that all entails?
For sure. So when we come out to do a bath remodel, we're going to tear everything out. So we're going to take everything down to the studs. We don't go over any of your existing stuff. So we want to make sure that there's nothing going on behind there, like mold or leaking, because if it's been there for a long time, you just want to make sure that everything's good before you put something new over it. And then we're going to put down the new pan or a new tub, depending on what you want to go with. If you have those old fiberglass ones, we're going to rip all that out. And then what we'll do is we'll put up all of our, it's kind of like a Durarock type material that we use, so that we make sure that all that's going to be able to seal to the acrylic. Once you put the acrylic up and we put all the new fixtures up, we pull the plumbing permit for you. We use all licensed plumbers. So you don't have to worry about it not being done correctly. The inspector comes out and inspects everything before we close it all up, so you don't ever have to worry about leaking in the wall. And we'll move a drain if we need to. We'll make sure that all your plumbing is up to code for that shower or bath, even if it wasn't before. And then we can put grab bars up, the seats if you want a seat, and you can also do the glass shower doors as well.
What's a typical turnaround for a shower or a redo?
It's one day.
One day.
So it takes us about 6 to 8 weeks to get it. And then once we get there, you can shower in the morning. And then we just want everything to cure that night. So if you just give it 24 hours after we're done, then you're good to go.
Nice.
You can skip a shower for one day, right?
I could tell David did this morning. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Okay, so what haven't we touched on that people need to know about Abby Home?
Been in business for, this is our going into our 16th year. In business, obviously all local owned. We're not backed by any private equity, so all of your business stays here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin area, and obviously woman owned. You can look at everything we do on our website, abbyhome.com. We're in Waukesha, so we're at 407 Pilot Court, just south of the airport in Waukesha. You can stop in Monday through Friday from 8 to 4. Or you give us a call. It's 414-436-2229 for metal roofing, asphalt roofing, siding, windows, doors, gutters, soffit, fascia, pretty much bathrooms, showers, anything you're looking at for the outside of your home or a new bath or shower remodel, we can take care of for you.
All right.
Sounds good. I will see you at Bone Thugs and Harmony at the Eagles Ballroom tonight. No?
Have fun.
You're up north. All right.
Maybe at the Nary Show then.
There you go. At the Nary Show, hopefully we'll run into each other. Always good to have you on the show. Yeah. Thank you, Abby.
Thanks, Abby.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Yeah. David, what do you have planned for today? Anything fun?
Chili Fest.
Chili Fest.
Are
you dressed warm? You have heated gloves. That's the worst part for me is my fingers.
No, I should get some, but I don't have any. But I got some really warm socks. They're, is it llama? Llama hair?
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure.
Not alpaca? Yeah. They're llama.
Or maybe it's alpaca. Yeah, they're hollow socks.
Okay.
They're really warm.
Nice. Well, enjoy that. Yes. Walking around Oconomowoc. And coming up next hour, we have Rose Gray from the Fox World Travel Show. Get your calls in for her, 855-616-1620. That does it for the Fix-It Show.
This has been the Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.